Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-relevant topics in your OCR A-level physical education course, Routes to Sporting Excellence. That's topic 7.3 on your specification. Whether you're revising for your written paper or just trying to make sense of how the UK actually turns talented young people into Olympic and Paralympic champions, this episode has got you covered. By the end of our 10 minutes together, you'll be able to explain the world-class program, distinguish between UK sport and the English Institute of Sport, evaluate the no-compromise funding strategy, and describe how talent transfer programs work, all with the kind of precise, examiner-pleasing language that earns you those top band marks. So grab a pen, maybe pause and rewind when you need to, and let's get into it. Let's start at the top of the system. UK Sport is the government agency responsible for investing in Olympic and Paralympic sport in the United Kingdom. It is not the same as Sport England, and this is one of the most common mistakes candidates make in the exam. Sport England focuses on grassroots participation and getting the general public active. UK Sport, by contrast, is laser-focused on elite performance. Its entire purpose is to win medals on the world stage. UK Sport delivers this mission through what's called the World Class Program. This is a structured, tiered investment framework, and you absolutely must know its two distinct levels. The first tier is called Podium. Athletes on the Podium program are those from whom medal success is expected at the very next Olympic or Paralympic Games. These are your current elite performers, the ones who are already competing at the highest international level and are considered genuine medal contenders in the immediate cycle. The second tier is called Podium Potential. These are athletes who show the physiological and psychological profile to win medals, but whose timeline is slightly longer, within 8 years, or roughly 2 Olympic cycles. Think of them as the pipeline, the next generation of champions being carefully developed. Now, how does all of this get funded? This is where the no-compromise strategy comes in, and it's a concept you need to be able to both describe and evaluate because OCR loves to ask you to assess its strengths and weaknesses. The no-compromise approach means that UK Sport allocates its funding ruthlessly based on medal potential. If a sport or an athlete cannot demonstrate a realistic pathway to a podium finish, they do not receive funding. Full stop. No compromise. The funding itself comes from two sources: the National Lottery, which provides the majority of the investment, and Exchequer funding, which is direct government money from the Treasury. Make sure you can distinguish between these two. Generic references to government funding without this distinction will not score full marks. Now let's talk about who actually delivers the support to athletes once they're on the world-class program. That's the English Institute of Sport, or EIS. Here's a really important distinction for your exam. UK Sport is the funding body. It decides who gets the money. The EIS is the service provider. It delivers the practical, day-to-day support that athletes need to perform at the highest level. What does EIS support look like in practice? It includes physiotherapy and sports medicine to keep athletes healthy and injury-free. It includes biomechanics, using motion capture and data analysis to optimize technique. It includes strength and conditioning coaching. And critically, it includes something called performance lifestyle support, which helps athletes manage the demands of elite sport alongside education, career planning, and personal well-being. This is particularly important for younger athletes on the Podium Potential program who are still in full-time education. Now let's move to talent identification, or talent ID as it's often abbreviated. This is the process by which the UK system tries to find athletes who have the potential for elite performance, even if they haven't yet found their ideal sport. The most well-known talent transfer program in the UK is called Discover Your Gold, which you'll often see written as hashtag Discover Your Gold. The premise is brilliant in its simplicity. An athlete who excels in one sport may have the underlying physical attributes: power, endurance, coordination, mental resilience, to transfer those qualities to a completely different sport and reach elite level far faster than someone starting from scratch. A classic real-world example that OCR examiners love is the transfer from rowing to cycling. Athletes who have developed exceptional aerobic capacity, leg power, and pain tolerance through rowing have successfully transitioned to track cycling and achieved world-class results. You should use this specific example in your answers. It's far more convincing than a hypothetical scenario and directly earns you AO2 application marks. The talent transfer process typically involves 2 phases of screening. The first is physiological testing, measuring VO2 max, power output, body composition, reaction time, and other physical markers that predict elite potential. The second phase involves psychological profiling, assessing coachability, competitive drive, resilience, and the ability to handle pressure. Both dimensions matter because physical talent alone is not sufficient at the elite level. Finally, let's talk about the virtuous cycle of sport, a concept that ties the whole system together beautifully. The idea is that elite success at the Olympic and Paralympic Games inspires the next generation to take up sport at the grassroots level. This increased participation then widens the talent pool from which future champions can be identified. More champions lead to more inspiration, and the cycle continues. When you're discussing the intended legacy of the world-class program, reference this concept explicitly. It shows sophisticated, synoptic thinking that examiners reward.
Right. Let's get into the stuff that separates a grade B from a grade A star. Here are the most important exam tips for this topic. Tip 1. Always distinguish UK sport from Sport England. I cannot stress this enough. UK sport equals elite. Sport England equals participation. If you mix these up in a 10-mark response, you will lose marks in every paragraph that follows. Tip 2. When discussing funding, be specific. Say national lottery funding and exchequer funding, not just government money. The distinction shows precise knowledge and earns you credit. Tip 3. For evaluate questions, and this topic is full of them, you must critique the no-compromise approach, not just describe it. The strengths are clear. Focused investment has driven the UK's medal haul from a handful at Atlanta 1996 to consistent top 5 finishes. But the weaknesses are equally important. Sports that don't have immediate medal potential lose funding entirely, which can devastate developmental sports and reduce diversity in elite sport. The approach has been criticized for prioritizing medal counts over athlete welfare and for disadvantaging sports with longer development timelines. Tip 4. Use real examples. Rowing to cycling for talent transfer. The improvement in Team GB's medal position from Atlanta to London 2012 for the impact of world-class program investment. Real examples earn AO2 marks. Made-up scenarios do not. Tip 5. In a 10-mark response, structure your answer clearly. Start with AO1 knowledge, define and describe the key concepts. Then move to AO2 application, use specific examples. Then AO3 analysis and evaluation, assess effectiveness, consider limitations, make a justified judgment. Remember that AO3 carries 50% of the marks in the specification, so your evaluation must be substantial. And the biggest common mistake? Describing the no-compromise strategy without evaluating it. Candidates who only say UK sport focuses funding on medal-winning sports are giving AO1 knowledge. To reach the top band, you must say, while this approach has demonstrably increased medal success, it has been criticized for marginalizing developmental sports and creating an inequitable funding landscape that disadvantages athletes in non-Olympic disciplines. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the 2 tiers of the world-class program? Podium and podium potential. Question 2. What does podium potential mean in terms of medal timeline? Medals expected within 8 years. Question 3. What is the difference between UK sport and the EIS? UK sport is the funding body. The EIS is the service provider delivering practical support. Question 4. Name 2 sources of UK sport funding. National lottery and exchequer funding. Question 5. What is the name of the UK's main talent transfer program? Discover Your Gold. Question 6. What is the virtuous cycle of sport? The idea that elite success inspires mass participation, which widens the talent pool for future champions. How did you do? If you stumbled on any of those, go back and re-listen to the core concepts section. Let's bring it all together. Routes to Sporting Excellence is about understanding the structured system the UK has built to identify, develop, and support elite athletes. At the top sits UK sport, deploying its no-compromise strategy to fund only those sports and athletes with genuine medal potential, using national lottery and exchequer money. The world-class program has 2 tiers, podium for immediate medal contenders and podium potential for those within an 8-year window. The English Institute of Sport delivers the practical support, physiotherapy, biomechanics, performance lifestyle that turns that investment into performance. And talent transfer programs like Discover Your Gold cast the net wider, finding hidden champions in unexpected places. In your exam, always evaluate, always use specific examples, and always distinguish between the funding body and the service provider. Do those 3 things, and you are well on your way to the top band. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.